Hey everyone, and welcome. We're diving deep today into something pretty huge, South Korea's AI Basic Act.
Yeah, brand new. Just passed in December 2024.
Big deal in the AI world, lots of buzz already.
Globally, people are watching how this unfolds.
If you're listening, chances are you're in one of a few camps. Maybe you're into AI regulation, seeing how different countries are tackling this.
Or perhaps you're looking at Korean tech, seeing how this might shake things up for investment.
Or, hey, maybe you're just fascinated by this whole AI revolution in general. Mm. Wherever you're coming from, we're going to break down the core ideas behind this act.
We've got excerpts from Chapter 6 of a Korean text, all translated, don't worry.
Big picture stuff, the philosophy driving this whole thing.
And right away, the way Korea's approaching AI, it jumps out at you.
Okay, so what's different here?
It's not just tech-focused, not just about pushing the limits of what AI can do.
I see that right in Article 1, yeah.
Yeah.
They emphasize this human-centered approach.
Exactly. Protecting people's rights, their dignity, that's right alongside AI development.
That's pretty different from some other countries, right? Some are all about the AI race. Who gets there fastest?
Korea's saying, hold on, let's build this thing responsibly, like from the ground up.
So it's not about winning the race, it's about setting the rules of the game.
That's a good way to put it. They're not shying away from AI's potential, not at all, but...
But they're trying to put some guardrails up, make sure it doesn't run off the road.
Yeah. The act acknowledges the downsides, the risks. It's not naive about what AI could do if left unchecked.
That makes sense. So they're aiming for regulation, not just letting AI advance unchecked.
Finding that sweet spot, you know, progress and protection.
It's tricky though, right?
Yeah.
Because AI is changing so fast.
Every day there's something new, some breakthrough. How do you regulate that?
Yeah, it's like writing the rule book for a game while the players are making up new moves as they go.
Exactly. The Korean Act tries to tackle this in a few ways, setting core principles, defining types of AI, and building in flexibility. How that'll work, well, that's what we're all waiting to see.
Let's get into those core principles then. Article 3 lays out 4 of them. I was struck by this idea that AI should actively improve lives.
Not just be a cool tool, right?
Yeah, it needs a purpose.
Yeah.
It has to have a positive impact on society.
That ties into another principle, the right to an explanation.
Oh, this is an interesting one. So if some AI is affecting me, like denying me a loan or something.
You have the right to understand, WH, why that decision was made.
But hold on, there's that catch. Within what's technically feasible.
Right, and that's where the debate starts. What does that even mean?
Can an AI actually explain its logic to a person? Or will it just be like, well, the data said so?
It gets philosophical fast, right? Like, can an AI even understand its own actions enough to explain them?
Deep stuff. Okay, moving on. The act gets specific about AI types. We've got plain AI, then AI systems, but then...
The interesting ones, high-impact AI and generative AI.
Yeah, those caught my eye. So what makes AI high impact?
Basically, it's AI used in areas where a wrong decision could have huge consequences. Think energy grids, healthcare, transportation systems, public services.
Ah, okay, if the AI controlling those things goes haywire.
Big problems. So the act's saying those areas need special attention, more regulation.
Makes sense. Now, generative AI, that's the one making all the headlines lately. AI writing scripts, creating art.
Deepfake videos, all that. AI that generates new content, text, audio, images, anything.
So does the act see this as automatically high impact? Just because it could, say, be used for misinformation.
Not explicitly, but the fact they define it separately.
Means they're keeping an eye on it.
Definitely. They're recognizing it's got unique challenges. Imagine not being able to tell if news is real or AI generated.
That's a whole other can of worms.
Okay.
So Korea is trying to be proactive here. Anticipate problems.
But who's in charge of all this? Who's steering the ship?
That's where the National AI Committee comes in. Big role for them.
Yeah, this committee, led by the president, is supposed to guide AI policy for the whole country.
Powerful group. But who else is on it besides the president? Is it all government folks or are there outside experts too?
The act says the majority have got to be civilian experts.
Okay, so they're trying to bring in diverse voices, different perspectives. But, you know, there's always that concern.
About political influence.
Exactly. With the president running the show, does that mean politics could overshadow the experts?
It's a valid question. It's worth noting other countries are doing this differently.
Like how?
The EU's got its European AI board, more independent from politicians. The UK has its AI Council advisory role, not as much power.
So different models, different pros and cons. With Korea's approach, they might be able to move faster.
But yeah, there's that potential for politics to get in the way. We'll have to see how it balances out.
For sure. And this committee isn't just meeting once, right? The Act talks about these 3-year AI basic plans.
Recognizing that AI moves fast, these plans are meant to guide development and policy.
Keeping up with the times, they've got to cover 7 key areas.
Ethical AI development, workforce training, adapting to societal changes. They're trying to be thorough.
7 areas, that's a lot. And even 3 years might feel like forever in the AI world.
It's the challenge with regulating anything that changes this fast. How do you stay relevant when the target's always moving?
Yeah, you're always playing catch up.
The Korean Act, at least on paper, tries to build some flexibility in. Whether that's enough, time will tell.
Okay, so we've got the National AI Committee, these 3-year plans. But then there's also this thing about 2 separate centers, one for policy and one for safety. Why the split?
It's interesting, right? You've got the AI Policy Center, all about driving development, making Korea an AI leader globally.
Pushing the boundaries, going for the gold.
Then there's the AI Safety Research Institute. Their whole focus is on protecting people from the risks.
Why not just handle safety within the Policy Center?
It seems like they're saying safety isn't an afterthought, it's core. This institute's got a big job.
What kind of stuff are they looking at?
Bias in algorithms, self-driving car safety, cybersecurity threats from AI, lots to cover.
Wow, a whole separate entity just for safety. Shows how seriously they're taking this.
It makes you wonder what kind of research they'll be doing. Will it be testing specific AI systems, like in hospitals?
Or maybe bigger picture stuff, like fundamental safety principles?
Probably both. They need to look at the immediate practical concerns, A&D, the long-term implications of AI on society.
Like they're covering all their bases. It all comes back to that tension, right? Innovation versus the potential consequences.
It's a tightrope walk, trying to find that balance between progress and protection.
We're witnessing something historic here. AI isn't just a new gadget. It's got the power to reshape our world.
It really does. And the choices made now will have a ripple effect for generations to come. This Korean Act is just one piece of a global puzzle, but it's a fascinating one.
It gives us a window into how one country is trying to navigate this uncharted territory, this AI era.
Absolutely. And the world is watching, eager to see how it all unfolds. Yeah, it's a global conversation, that's for sure. Every country trying to figure out this balance, AI's potential, but also, you know, the risks.
And it's not just within Korea, right?
Yeah.
Their approach, it's going to have ripple effects.
Right.
Like, will this focus on ethical AI, on safety? Will that make Korean companies more appealing to investors worldwide?
Or will it be seen as too much regulation, a burden, something that scares investment away? It's tough to predict.
Will other countries try to copy Korea's model? Or will they end up being this, like, unique case study? How does this impact their role in the global AI landscape? So many questions.
And what about the companies themselves? Will they see this as a sign that Korea is serious about responsible AI, a good place to set up shop?
Or will they say, too many rules,
yeah,
and take their innovation elsewhere?
It's a gamble, in a way. Depends on the company, their goals, how much risk they're willing to take. But the decisions being made now, not just in Korea, but everywhere, they're going to have huge consequences for AI's future, period.
Okay, let's zoom back in on the Korean Act itself. There's this one thing we haven't really touched on yet. Enforcement. Like, what happens if someone breaks the rules? Fines, penalties, jail time.
That's where things get a little, well, the Act lays out a framework for accountability, but the specifics, those are still being worked out.
So, like, it says someone's supposed to be watching, but we don't know who or how exactly.
There's talk of an AI ethics council. They'd be in charge of making sure everyone's following the rules, investigating any violations.
Okay, so like an AI watchdog group, making sure everyone plays fair.
That's the idea, but how much power will they actually have? What kind of punishments can they give out? Will they have the resources to do their job properly? Lots of unknowns.
Because a law without enforcement is just words on paper.
Exactly, and that's not unique to Korea. Every country trying to regulate AI is bumping into this. How do you make rules that actually work, that are fair, and that can keep up with this tech that's constantly evolving?
It's uncharted territory, no map for this.
That's what makes it so exciting, though. We're seeing, like, the birth of a whole new field of law and policy, something that's going to shape humanity in ways we can't even fathom yet. This Korean Act, it's just one piece of this massive global puzzle, but it's a big piece worth paying attention to, for sure.
If you had to pick, out of everything we've talked about, what's the most significant part of this act for you? What are you watching most closely to see how it plays out?
For me, it's that emphasis on human-centered AI. putting that right up front. In Article 1, that's a powerful statement. They're acknowledging that AI isn't just some tool. It's going to reshape everything. Society, the economy, even how we understand what it means to be e-human.
Yeah, it's a good reminder that we're not just talking about algorithms and data points here. We're talking about people's lives.
Exactly. This deep dive has been so interesting because it's not just about understanding a law. It's about grappling with these huge questions facing us in the 21st century. Like, what does it mean to live in a world where AI is everywhere? How do we make sure it serves us, not the other way around? Big stuff.
Okay, we've covered the principles, the AI types, the National AI Committee, those policy and safety centers, the ethical guidelines, Korea's global ambitions. What does all this actually mean for everyday people in Korea? How's this law going to touch their lives?
That's the question, isn't it? It all boils down to the practical impact. One immediate change, more transparency. We talked about how companies have to be upfront about when they're using AI, especially for high impact stuff.
So no more secret algorithms making decisions about us without us knowing how or why.
That's the goal, at least. More information, more control for people. Hopefully that leads to more trust in AI systems, too, if people understand how they work.
But transparency is just the start, right? What about safety? How does the act actually protect people from harm?
That's where that AI Safety Research Institute comes in. Setting standards, researching the risks, finding ways to make things safer.
So, like, the AI safety police, making sure everyone's playing by the rules.
Sort of, yeah. But they're also going to be working proactively, trying to head off problems before they even happen. Part researcher, part regulator, part advocate. Big shoes to fill.
It's a huge task, for sure. It's encouraging to see that it's being taken seriously, though.
Yeah.
Just a few years ago, this wasn't even on most people's radar.
It shows Korea's not messing around. They get that AI is not just some shiny new toy. It's powerful stuff that needs careful attention.
And it all circles back to that human-centered AI idea. Not just building tech for the sake of it, but using it to actually improve people's lives.
Right. And that means ethical considerations have to be part of every decision, every algorithm, every application, making sure AI serves humanity, not the other way around.
Easier said than done, though, right? How do you actually make that happen? It's one thing to say AI should be ethical, but how do you put that into practice?
It's a tough one. No easy answers. The act talks about a bunch of different approaches. Well, for one, they're putting a lot of money into research on ethical AI, funding projects that look at the ethical implications, trying to develop tools and frameworks to build more responsible systems.
So understanding the problem before trying to fix it.
Exactly. Then there's education. They want to teach people about AI, not just the technical side, but the ethical and societal stuff, too. Giving people the knowledge and skills to navigate this AI world.
So it's not just leaving it to the experts. It's about empowering citizens to understand what's going on.
Right. And finally, they're trying to build a culture of responsibility within the AI industry itself. Encourage companies to have their own ethics guidelines, to really assess the risks, to put people and society first.
A whole ecosystem built around ethical AI.
That's the idea. Not just laws and rules, but a culture where ethics are just baked in from the start. Ambitious, for sure.
It is, but it's also exciting to see a country taking those steps.
Yeah, and the whole world's watching. What Korea does could have a huge impact on how other countries approach this.
Like they're saying, look, you can be ambitious A&D responsible. You can push the boundaries of AI without sacrificing your values.
It's a bold experiment, and honestly, I'm really curious to see how it plays out. Will it work? Will they hit roadblocks? We'll learn a lot from watching Korea, whether they succeed or stumble along the way.
Okay, we've talked about the ethical side of things. But let's go back to those specific requirements for AI companies. You mentioned transparency earlier. What does that actually look like in practice?
Okay, so imagine you're applying for a loan. The bank is using AI to decide whether to give you that loan. Under the act, they'd have to tell you that. Like a disclaimer on their website, a note in their app, something clear that says, hey, we use AI to evaluate applications.
No more hiding the AI behind the curtain.
Exactly. It's about empowering people, giving them more information about how AI is being used in their lives.
That makes sense. But what about fairness? Just because a company's transparent about using AI doesn't mean they're using it fairly, right?
Right. That's where those ethical guidelines we talked about come in. They're still being developed. But the idea is to take those broad principles, fairness, accountability, putting people first, and turn them into actual rules that companies have to follow.
So instead of just saying, don't be biased, the guidelines might say, here's how you test your AI system to make sure it's not discriminating against certain people.
Yeah, something like that. It's tough, though, because defining and measuring bias in AI, it's really complicated. But it's something Korea and the whole world is going to have to figure out. AI is only going to get more integrated into our lives.
It's a good reminder that we're still in the early stages here, figuring things out as we go, trying to balance the good of AI with the potential bad.
It's a balancing act, no doubt. No guarantees Korea is going to get it all right. But what they're doing is important, trying to create a model for responsible AI, something other countries can learn from.
It's a global conversation, a global experiment, and we're all part of it, whether we realize it or not.
And that's the key takeaway. The future of AI, it's not something happening to us. It's something we're all creating together. Our choices now, they matter.
So choose wisely, folks.
Yeah.
Stay informed, ask questions, speak up. The future of AI, it kind of depends on it. You know, it's kind of amazing we've spent all this time unpacking this act, but it feels like we've just scratched the surface.
It's true. AI is so complex, touches on everything. Philosophy, ethics, economics, you name it.
Makes you think about what it means to be human in this tech-driven world, doesn't it? Looking ahead, what about the future of AI in Korea specifically? What are you most curious about? What are those big unanswered questions you hope we see addressed?
Good question. For me, it's that National AI Committee. How will they actually work? Will they really be independent, able to make the tough calls, even if it goes against certain industries or, you know, political interests?
Yeah, will they actually have some teeth?
Yeah.
Or will they just end up as a rubber stamp for whatever the government wants?
Right, and that ties into the enforcement piece, too. Will there be actual consequences for breaking the rules? Or will it just be a slap on the wrist?
Because if there's no real enforcement, then the whole thing falls apart.
Totally. It's like having a speed limit, but no one to give out tickets. And that's where the rest of us come in.
You mean people like us?
Yeah.
Everyday citizens.
Yeah. Journalists, academics, activists, all of us. We need to keep an eye on things, make sure AI is being used responsibly.
It's not just up to the government or the tech companies. It's a shared responsibility.
Exactly. We need to stay informed, keep asking those tough questions, speak up when things aren't right. The future of AI, it's not something that's just happening to us. We're all shaping it.
That's kind of empowering, but also a little scary, isn't it?
It is. It's a huge responsibility, but also a huge opportunity. We have a chance to guide AI's development, make sure it benefits humanity.
So, okay, what can people listening do? How can they get involved and make sure AI is used for good?
First thing, stay informed. Read articles, listen to podcasts, talk to experts. The more you know about AI, the better you can understand the issues, and the more effectively you can advocate for what you believe in.
Knowledge is power.
Huh?
Especially with something as complex and fast-changing as AI.
Don't be afraid to ask questions either. Challenge the assumptions, push back against the hype, and, you know, demand answers from those in charge.
Be curious, be skeptical, and speak your mind.
And finally, think about the problems you care about. Climate change, poverty, whatever it is. How could AI be used to help? There are so many possibilities, so get creative, get innovative. We can use this tech to make a real difference.
It's a good point. AI isn't just something to be scared of or try to control. It's a tool, and we can choose how to use it.
Right. The future's not set in stone. We're all building it together. Let's make it a good one.
Well said. I think that's about all the time we have for our deep dive today into South Korea's AI Basic Act. It's been quite a journey.
It really has. I've enjoyed discussing this with you, and I'm eager to see what happens next. Korea's just getting started with this AI experiment, and the whole world's going to be watching.
All right, folks, that's a wrap for us. But keep thinking about this, keep asking those questions, and keep the conversation going. The future of AI, it depends on all of us.